So I'm continuing my journey, still walking, and need to mention a few other names of people like Hilton Shepperson, who I'm going to invite to a podcast as well. Sent him the first episode, but I suddenly realised I forgot to mention him because we've got some really interesting stories to tell about our journey. Slightly different from a clinical perspective and from a, let's say, business perspective of financial accounting or accounting perspective, but similar kind of journeys in terms of things we see, insights we have and collect along the way. Hopefully you can still hear the birds in the background, and I've got an absolutely glorious sunset right now. The sun is just about to disappear. I'm going to take another picture for this second episode. People walking their dogs along here, birds flitting about, catching the last of the insects before they disappear once the sun sets. But here I've got a lovely, glorious sunset. I'm going to take another picture of that. People just see that, experience this. Yeah, so what we're going to talk about is, I think I want to steer away from a lot of technical stuff, because I've been in and around technical areas, and it doesn't matter what your technical area is, you know, engineering, civil engineering, mechanical engineering, auditing, whether you're a surgeon, hips or knees, or you know, whether you're a chef, Michelin star chef, or doesn't matter what your technical expertise is. I think the theme, as this is still part of the Idea Library, is around culture. I had an interesting conversation with people that are trying, I think an overused word in business is disrupt, but turn things on the head. Maybe that's a better way of being a bit more down to earth and colloquial about, you know, your specific discipline. If English is a second language to me, but I've been, so I do get it wrong a lot of the time, one. But two, I've always also been accused in conversations of trying to be too pedantic or technical about certain things, maybe overcomplicating it. So part of this journey will also be to learn to simplify, to look behind those buzzwords and actually just describe things in very plain, understandable language. English is going to be the language of this podcast series, but what I mean by it is, doesn't matter what your technical background is, your skill set is, what's made you famous, this is going to be about behaviors, and how to build better cultures, how to build better relationships through collaboration. Competition is fine, that's what the nature of the capitalist free market society is all about. But as long as, you know, there are the key principles like Schumpeter's creative destruction, those kind of, and the freedom to compete, and the freedom to compete not just for the sake of competition, but actually for upliftment, for moving everybody along, lifting everybody out of the quagmire, not just stepping on people. We've on our journey seen so many people, I don't know whether this comes from insecurity or what place it comes from where, but people stepping over other people, stabbing them in the back, stealing their ideas, trying to be in the limelight. Those are the kind of behaviors which we want to call out. and ensure that we move away from on this journey to a culture, you know, so the cultural revolution, focus on the strategy, culture strategy, rather than, you know, all those other fancy business strategic objectives, and build better businesses, build better societies, and build better relationships and all those kind of things. I mean, it doesn't mean we're going to sound like a utopian here. I'm not going to eliminate the bad behaviors, but maybe just mask them, push them to the background, and hopefully, you know, just improve both myself and whoever wants to be part of this journey. So there you go. This is not about, the title might be about tax, finance, accounting, but this is actually a journey, an odyssey. So I'll hope that I can attract a wider audience than just technical type accountants. And apologies, this is it's still a test. I'm outside, I'm on a microphone, occasionally it scratches against my collar or my jacket. It's not quite that warm yet, but it is late March, so it is definitely spring in the air. Birds chirping away in the background, which is lovely. But yeah, I thought this is not just about technical people, it's about anybody that's a freelancer as well. Think of people like Matt Miller, who I've come across in the past, Hilton, Michael, a few other people that I'll try and invite and get involved in little snippets as we go along this journey, and also keep it pretty much to sort of a standard 7-8 minute and never longer than 10. Thank you.